to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about what kills nail fungus. I know you've probably seen some of the stuff online on YouTube and so forth. Well, we're going to get down to that. But before we do, we're going to do our devotional. And we're in Psalms 9, where it says, "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek you." Absolutely. So seek the Lord's face. He will remember you. You will have the hand of the Lord with you, which is unbelievably beneficial. Mind the time. It grows short. All right. We're getting into our topic. What kills nail fungus? Get this question a lot. So nail fungus may not be life-threatening, but it is a condition that is uncomfortable and has the potential to become acute if entering the blood system. So we can pick up nail fungus several ways, and it is very hard to get rid of. So most of the over-the-counter and prescription methods really don't work because they are ineffective at reaching the infection beneath the nail. And this can offer serious side effects as well. So new research from the UK in December 2025 in the Journal of Scientific Reports, they're shedding some light on the enemy of nail fungus. Let's look at the research. December 2025, University of Bath in England reported what they found kills nail fungus. According to the report, what they found penetrates the nail to reach the fungus better than prescription drugs, and the researchers discovered that the energy system of the fungus is damaged by applying hydrogen sulfide. So nail fungus is fungi and can become a bacterial infection, although nail fungus is widespread in the populations affecting about 10% of people worldwide. And the infection rate is climbing essentially for the older adults, 70 and older, and those with things like diabetes, which increases the rate of infection by 50%. So according to the University of Bath, the hydrogen sulfide, known for a rotten egg kind of smell, is able to penetrate the nail to reach the nail bed. And additionally, hydrogen sulfide offers a strong antimicrobial activity to kill infections. Here's a quote from the study. They say, "We found that the hydrogen sulfide disrupts microbial energy production and causes irreversible damage to the cells, ultimately destroying the fungi responsible for infection." So where do you get this? Well, it's a wonderful thing to find a natural solution to their persnickety health problem. However, we won't find cans of hydrogen sulfide in your stores, and the notion of applying rotten eggs to your nails is really not practical. So the good news is there are herbs that contain the hydrogen sulfide that we can apply. Herbs that contain hydrogen sulfide come from the allium and brassica families. This would include garlic, onion, leeks, and cruciferous vegetables. So it's kind of a good idea to have these in your diet and to use some of them for a topical application. So garlic by far will contain the highest amounts of hydrogen sulfide, and there are herbs that also contain acids that can do some serious damage to the fungi without actually harming other tissues. So let's look at this defensive layer, because what I like to do is kind of layer herbs in certain formulas for a synergistic action and for more potency. For instance, the garlic for the hydrogen sulfide and tea tree oil for antimicrobial action, and also that helps destroy fungi that is attacking the cell membrane and disrupting the cellular process. I also like to use gunmar. It's a leaf with its bioactive compounds. It has acids in it and saponins and polypeptides, which help lower the pH that creates a hostile environment for the fungus. And gunmar is an Australian plant, often eaten by cattle and goats. So this is why gunmar is necessary in a lot of formulas. They're in there because it helps with nail fungus. So the gunmar contains formic acid, which is acidity that the nail bed has to halt the fungal growth. So it helps with the acidity. Also, tartaric acid is in gunmar. Butyric acid and other organic acids are all antifungal in nature. And then we also have the stigmasterol in this plant. It's phytoesterol. It slows the growth of the fungi. Calcium's in the plant too. It helps kill the fungus. And also hyssop oil. We want to make sure we can think of using some hyssop oil in addition to these herbs. Has an antifungal, antimicrobial action to it, and also to weaken the fungi itself. So I'll also maybe add some black walnut and lavender oil to help with the penetration of the nail bed to get at the fungus beneath the nail. And all of this is really in a tincture because the alcohol is the excellent penetrating preservative through the nail itself. So I use these herbs in a combination, we call it nail fungus formula, for topical application. And the first thing you'll notice is that musty, funky smell of your nail goes away, as well as any tenderness to the nail and the toe. So consistent application usually will kill this fungus and help. You do a maintenance dose from time to time, required maybe afterward. Now, sometimes the nail will fall off, allowing a new healthy nail that is growing beneath it to come through. So toenails can take about a year to grow in fully, and the black walnut in this formula can discolor the infected nail on top until it kind of falls off, and that's okay. You ladies out there, if you want to put a little nail polish on there, you can. Just don't take the nail polish all the way to the nail bed. You want to be able to apply your stuff down there as well. Best to apply after a bath or shower your nail fungal treatment when the pores are open and the liquid can penetrate better. And you can blow dry your nails dry before you put on footwear if you need to put on socks. So if you were interested in the nail fungus formula, the folks at Apothecary Herbs has that in a 1 or 2 ounce size. A little goes a long way. Want that? And you can view that item on their website at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. Ask for their free product catalog and be empowered. Well, thanks for listening and sharing. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.